everybody. Thank you for joining another episode of Launchpad series, where we showcase amazing ISV solutions that build on Microsoft technologies, including Windows, Office, Microsoft Azure, for a variety of verticals, including manufacturing, finance, retail, and so on. And with me today is Scott Delancey.
Nice to meet you.
Scott, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Scott is from the NCR team. And he's going to bring in some really cool technologies that haven't been shown before to this audience around this app called NCR Sales Advisor. I personally have seen it at the NRF show, the National Retail Federation show, but sounds like you've worked on the product quite a bit since then,
Absolutely.
Since January.
Yeah.
So look forward to that. Now for the audience today, I think it might be interesting to first talk a little bit more about who NCR is and what solutions and challenges that you're trying to bring to bear for the retailer space. And then, of course, this is a tech show, so I'd love to see some of the technology demos on your latest app. So why don't we get started?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good. Okay. So first of all, we talk about who NCR is. So we're we have a long history in the financial services as well as the retail industry. We service all components of the retail spectrum. When you think about it from the food, drug, mass merchandise segment with grocery, as well as the department specialty retail segment and the petrochemicals retail segment. So all those things together. We're also considered a trusted partner, so we have deep knowledge of the industry as well as the changing customer experience. We've got about 13,000, a little over 13,000 certified service professionals that are out there able to help our customers in about 110 different countries. And we have a long heritage of innovation, so a lot of things that we've done all the way from the inception of the cash register in 1884, which is our roots and heritage, to today actually having about $1.8 billion in software investments as well as organic software assets that we continue to build on today. So what problem are we trying to really solve here? So there's a couple things that we've seen in the specialty retail segment. One is really looking at a way to increase the shopper engagement. So when someone comes into a store, thinking about different ways that you can engage them so that it's just beyond the transactional, that you're actually walking on the floor and helping them find more goods and more things that will actually make them feel good about themselves or fix and solve the problems that they're looking for today. The second one is improving relevancy. So really making sure that you're targeting the right information to the right customers at the right time so that they're, you know, again, you're not wasting their time whenever they come in the stores. And the third is to address turnover as well as seasonality in the stores. Most specialty retailers have a huge problem with training new people as they come in, either through just regular turnover or also seasonality when you come up to peak periods of the years. So what we've done with this, we've actually addressed it with something we call NCR Sales Advisor. So Sales Advisor is focused on making sure we can empower those store associates while they're in there to be able to service those customers and make that engagement portion of it much more real, as well as making sure you're using the same data that's synchronized across the enterprise, whether it's on the e-commerce side of it, the preferences for loyalty management, master data management, as well as the in-store engagement pieces of it. And at the same time, giving you a tool to be able to cross-sell and upsell with something that you can train associates on the product and the tool and a process, not necessarily all the products that you have to ease that seasonality influx and changeover of workforce demands.
So in layman's term, as an end customer, a consumer, everyone wears the consumer hat
beyond
being an IT guy.
Absolutely.
Someone would be able to not only shop from an e-commerce site, maybe xyz.com, which is the online shopping experience, maybe stop short of purchasing it because you want to see in like maybe clothing or shoes.
It's a great example, yeah.
But then be able to go to the store and have the individual to bring up your basket from the online and then re-inspect and maybe you change your mind, go from suede to other kinds of leather or whatnot, but at least you're converging into that. I guess you guys call it omni-channel.
Omni-channel, yeah, that's right, that's right. You've got it exactly right. So let's talk about it. Let's go into the demo, like you said. It's a much more interesting thing to be able to show you versus having to do this. So the first thing we're going to see here, I've got to log in real quickly here. The first thing you're going to see is a dashboard that the sales associate can see, so they can see metrics around their performance today, so how much of their sales from today and yesterday and up to date, so they can kind of see that information to really know how they're performing in the store environment.
And that's important for sales sellers?
Absolutely, right? Especially retail, they live and die by these kind of conversion metrics. So the first thing we're going to do in the shopper engagement aspect of it is be able to find a customer. So say someone walks into the store and they greet them and they say, what's your name? They're able to then search for the name and say, this is Kate Robinson that comes up. I'm able to search for it. There's other methods to do this too. Like you could use a phone number or
a code or
or a loyalty card number. Right. And one of the things we're really excited about in Windows 10 is actually getting low energy Bluetooth beacon capabilities to be able to do that engagement through that.
Right.
Also, but in this case, we're just searching for it. So this brings up information about Kate. So everything from her contact information to her shipping address and billing address and other notes that they may have here also around what her favorite trends might be. And then preferences around this too. So what kind of occasions does she like? What kind of color preferences she may like? What's her birthday? You see some of these things are populated already and some aren't, which is okay. It's allowing her to build up that profile as she moves along through time.
Right.
We also have information around her past purchase history from a transactional standpoint. And this gives us the ability to drill down into it. So if she's coming back and says, you know, I bought this top a while back and I can't exactly remember what color it might have been. I can go back in and find that information for her to help her out. Then she also has a virtual closet, so it looks like she's buying a lot of things for her significant other in this case.
Right.
We're going to see these visual images of it.
Yeah.
And this is a good point to illustrate what you were talking about earlier, is giving the same rich imagery that you would have in an e-commerce platform, being able to be able to see this also in the experience in the in-store side of it.
Mm-hmm.
If there are recommendations for her, they would be shown here. If there's offers for her, they would be shown here. We don't have any of those today,
right,
but being able to show that.
Yeah, because I think this is interesting in a sense that not only do you know that this is for someone's significant other,
mm-hmm,
but also looks like it's a pretty casual set of clothing. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the retail store happened to have that set on sale or with some kind of
exactly
new products,
yep,
the person can upsell, cross-sell, to your point earlier,
absolutely,
more precisely.
Yeah, and you
than
could also
kind of doing a shotgun approach.
Absolutely, and you could also have offers specifically to those things if they're keying off her preferences, so they can
mm-hmm
be very, very relevant to her also.
Right.
Another thing that you mentioned earlier about being able to see something online that she started with and being able to see it in store could be her wish list.
Mm-hmm.
So she could start her wish list online and be able to put stuff in there that she wants to be able to see, and the sales associate's able to see that also and have those things ready for her potentially when she walks into the store.
Right.
So in this case, we'll see the Stella brush satin leggings that she has. You can pick the different colors around it. If there are different colors, you can change the sizes
mm-hmm
if you wanted to.
Right.
And then ultimately be able to add those things to the cart or be able to check availability in other stores if they're not there.
Right.
The other aspect that we can show is much like an e-commerce experience is being able to say the products and having a traditional hierarchy like you would see on the online side of it too, and be able to render all that information in a very visual way
mm-hmm
so that
yeah
she can see all the different options that she may have.
Right.
Like for example, she may be able to go in here and see a dress and go into a baby doll dress that she maybe really likes and wants to wear to an evening party.
Right.
And be able to see that but say, you know, I'm not really ready to buy that just yet, but I can now add it to that same wish list.
Right.
And be able to see it populated in the wishlist environment dynamically.
It's really fluid, whether you mm-hmm start from
yeah
the brick and mortar store and then go back home and buy it or the other way around.
It
allows
exactly
either direction to happen.
Exactly, and a lot of this is because the purchasing behavior actually happens and it's event triggered. So it could be a party, it could be a wedding, it could be a holiday or something
mm-hmm
like that
that's
does
right
it.
That's
the
right
other thing, like you mentioned earlier, about being able to kind of expand it out past just looking at it in the context of coming in and buying that dress, if she wants to buy potentially a look,
mm-hmm,
be able to put together the look
look
and have the individual items that
right
are associated with that look so that she can duplicate the look, and the sales associate can help her find each one of those items and be able to add those things to her cart and then be able to make sure that she checks out at that point and has the right items when she leaves the store.
Right.
And if for some reason those aren't available, you can then pull up the availability chart and say, okay, well, I don't have it here, but I've got it in other stores.
Yeah, that's right.
So we can complete the transaction then with her also.
Yeah.
So that really kind of gives you a nice, easy view of the overall transaction set that we can do within Sales Advisor and how you can be able to help customers when they come into your stores to find the right look and the right item, not just the individual thing they may be asking for
right
when they come in.
That's very, very powerful. So far, what are your customers and the sales advisors and those customers are telling you about this app? Right?
So we've heard really good feedback. A lot of it is that they are able to now transform from having simply cashiers, if you will, even though they call them sales associates, that are kind of stuck behind the wrap desk and the registers trying to, you know, ring up transactions, to actually being able to go out on the floor and increase sales when they do it too. So it's a very strong proposition, as well as being able to enable that cross-channel capability that they would have also to be able to pull in the transactions that start online into the store environment. So very positive feedback from our customers so far.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think it was really transforming the transactional nature mm-hmm of the seller to
yeah
more consultation
yeah
style.
Absolutely. That's what we're shooting for, because there's been a lot of movement towards mobile and mobile point of sale in stores environments, but But mobile point of sale has a really simple use case around just transactional. And what mm-hmm. we're trying to do is say, let's go take this rich environment out and make it much more advisory than it is just transactional at this
point. Yeah, and I think this upstream nature would definitely add to the profitability of the retailer.
That's the intent.
Even though the consumers probably have to hold on to the wallet.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, to some degree, what you're doing is changing the relationship. Now you're giving them, like I said, a look, which is much more valuable than just finding an item.
Right.
And
right.
so if you feel good about that, then you're becoming exactly, a trusted
yeah.
advisor now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
while you're spending money, you're feeling you're getting more value for
right.
it too.
And likely in many cases you'll be more precise in terms of what you purchase, so mm-hmm. you don't have to return stuff.
Like absolutely that. Correct. Yeah, that's great.
I'm for one love to not return things.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't
sometimes
think likes
when
that.
You
yeah.
don't have all the pieces together, you yeah. could buy the wrong thing.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Well, excellent. So I know you guys are like working really keenly on the Windows 10 launch now. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us like how close are you now in terms of making this available?
Yeah, sure. So today it's a Windows 8 app, obviously. We've already run it and did that at the NRF show that you saw mm-hmm. on the preview of Windows 10. So the right. application itself works well on Windows 10 today. We're going to be releasing it officially with Windows 10 probably towards the end of this year with many more features that are coming out with it. So it's not just a Windows 10 release.
It'll be a rolling
release. Yeah, it's going to have a lot more features in it when we roll it out at that point. It just happens to be the natural test point for us to get it out into the market then.
Right. Well, we can't wait to see that in action.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Same here. Same.
So I think you have probably switch over to the next slide. You have
sure.
A link where people can learn
yeah,
more.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, so we've got a couple things here. So you get the Retail Solutions webpage at ncr.com/retail. And then we also have a solution page for Sales Advisor that's specific to the solution set that's at response.ncr.com/knowyourshopper. Mm-hmm. And then we obviously have an 800 number here too that you can call if there's some interest in the sales side of it.
Right. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for
thank
joining
you very
us
much.
Today.
I appreciate it.
Scott, I think in addition to you, there are more than, I want to say 10 to 12,000 partner attendees here at the Worldwide Partner Conference, where they're congregating, learning,
absolutely.
Sharing ideas,
yeah.
how to build.
It's an impressive event.
You know,
yeah.
compelling solutions for our business customers
right.
On top of Microsoft and your ISV
right.
solutions. So glad to have you here.
Excellent.
And with that, here's another episode of Launchpad Series. We have tons more upcoming for this particular show of season 2. So please come back and view more. Until then, have a wonderful day.